Desperation and despair. Yes. Out of the erupting volcano of self-destruction. Yes. Out of the cold, empty desert of loneliness and separation from your fellow man. Out of the quagmire of self-hatred. Insidious pull of negativism, yes? Yeah. Out of the cesspools of self-pity. Yeah. And out of the stagnant, putrid waters of impotency and self-doubt. Yes! Yes! Love! Love! The power of love can drag you away from these. Yes, it can, yes, it can, yes, it can. Yes, it can, yes, yes. Say love, everybody, say love. Say love. 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 Everybody say love. Touch somebody. Reach over and touch somebody. Touch the person next to you and say love. Touch somebody and say love. You know, the power of love makes you care. The power of love makes you care. Yes, it does. The power of love makes you care about other folks. The power of love makes you concerned about what happens to them. The power of love makes you feel responsible towards other people. And the power of love makes you responsive to their needs and makes you responsive to their yearnings. The power of love makes you want to comfort them in their troubles and dance with them in their joy. The power of love makes you want to give and give. It makes you want to give of yourself, to give and give without asking for return, to give without asking for repayment, to give without asking for anything back, to give without expecting something back, to give without needing something back, to give without looking for something back. That's love, love, everybody say love. Love, everybody say love. Love. Love is actively caring for others. Love is actively feeling concern for others. Love is actively being responsive to the needs of others. Love is respecting and caring for others because they are who they are, and not for what you want them to be. Love is giving all of those things without asking for returns, and love is giving all these things without asking for anything back. Say love. Say love. Say love with a smile. Say love, 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 love. You know, if you do not care for your brothers and sisters, because what you have is lend lease love. Because what you have is love on credit. Because what you have is I love you if you love me. And that's no class love. And no class love is no club at all. Everybody say love. Without condition, and when you can love without reservation, and when you can love without hesitation, when you can love without a contract, when you can love from the depths of your soul without asking for returns, then the secret miracle of love is yours. The sweet power of love is yours. You hold the key that solves the mystery of love. Just turn the key in the lock and let love flow in. Let it overcome you like a tidal wave. Because love, love, love has come to you. Everybody say love, 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 love. The deep wounds of trouble, and the power of love can erase the oozing scars of suffering. And the power of love can clear up the consuming cancer of hatred you feel toward your fellow man. The power of love can make you see that you aren't the only person in the world, and the only person who counts and who is important. The power of love can make you reach out and touch your brothers and sisters. Touch your brothers and sisters, everybody. Touch your brothers and sisters. Touch somebody. Say love, love, love. The power of love can make you reach out and touch your brothers and your sisters, your mothers and your fathers, and your uncles and your aunts, and your nieces and your nephews, and your neighbors next door. It can make you reach out and even touch your wives and your husbands. Love can make you reach out across the threshold of your doors, across your streets, across your city, across your state, across the nation. Reach out across the mountains and the oceans and the sea, across the continents. Power of love can make you reach out across the world and take all the world's people, cradle them in the warmth of your arms and let them rest their troubles. Hands on the bosoms of your soul. The power of love can set this whole world straight. The power of love can set our thinking straight. For in love, all men are one. For in love, the world is one. Because the power of love binds us all together into one common heartbeat. Say love. 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 Wow!
And hello to everyone. Welcome to the program once again here. Brian Turner with you. Thank you for joining us once again on this episode 10 or 11. Definitely 6 or 7 from home here in Brooklyn, New York. But hope you're all doing well. We just heard music from a group called Los Tarzanillos, Desde el Balcón, from a release out of Barcelona, Spain, from this year 2020. And the record's called Lo Mejor de Lo Peor, from once again Los Tarzanillos. Behind that, the Schizos, from somewhere around Michigan, I believe. And they have a record, Trapped in Tennessee. It's their follow-up to their single, Fuck Iggy Pop. This one came out in 2019. Actually, a full LP from the Schizos. Trapped in Tennessee, pretty great. We also heard from Torture, a band out of Los Angeles, playing live on KXLU and just issued on Bandcamp in April. Live Torture on the airwaves. We also heard from the Berlin band Heavy Metal, covering a longtime favorite of mine, Crazy Horses by the Osmonds. That's from their first LP. They had three since and a whole mess of singles, and they're all great. Check out Heavy Metal. We also heard Tuffy behind that from New Orleans, from a 2019 release called Mardi Gras 19. And they did indeed sound like the B-52s. though I don't think the B-52s did a song about Lorena Bobbitt, but that's what we got in that case from Tuffy. We heard Obnox, brand new, from the Savage Raygun record out now on Ever Never. Good to see Obnox still cranking out awesome music for the times. Young Neasy was the track that we heard from that. And we started off the show with Love Peace, the very amazing recording by the very amazing Brother Ah, who passed away right around June 1st. I was very sad to read. Robert Northern died at age 86. He's played with everybody, Coltrane and Miles and Sun Ra and Thelonious. A lot of New York staples, Birdland, even concert halls in Europe doing classical. Also hosted a show for 20 years on WPFW called The Jazz Collectors. And he talked all about Sound Awareness, which was the name of that record that we heard there, from which Love Peace came from. And rest in peace, Brother Ah. All those records, by the way, or rather three of his records, have been reissued later on, so you can get them on vinyl via Capture Tracks imprint. But rest in peace, Brother Ah, and quite a week of news and good people and bad people and even relatives yelling at you this week. It was like the week the lid came off, but it was pretty amazing to see the people making a difference. It was just a volatile week, but the people have prevailed, and it is pretty amazing to watch in live time. So best to everybody, and please stay safe. I think Cuomo was very correct in saying anybody who protests should definitely go get tested, please. And also just everybody else stays safe. I think that a shift occurs in times like this, and sometimes it's evident, sometimes it's not so evident, but it is pretty amazing to watch, needless to say. And all the support going out to all the great Black Lives organizations and people collecting on behalf of the family, and just watching people step up to the plate has been pretty wild. I don't get so super political on the program, but it is rather incredible to watch people step up to a platform and cause things to happen. So once again, please be safe. And in this little corner of a radio show, I thank everybody for tuning in and listening, and really kind of just sharing music and ideas and writing, and it's awesome. And we hope that you dig the rest of the show. It won't be so heavy, but we hope you enjoy. And another great Bandcamp week where a lot of stuff went up on Friday, all benefiting the artists without Bandcamp taking a share. Bravo to that. Bravo to grand creative and visionary steps in the music world to help carry on something very important as well. And also very important is this brand new track that we're going to play now from Hoerparkraut out of New York, New York. This was actually issued on June 5th on Bandcamp Day. It's an old cassette, an edition of, I think, 12 or something. Anthony Magicapra from Brooklyn, New York. And this recording now available via Chthonic Streams label. You can check out their site, chthonicstreams.com, or go to the Bandcamp and check out this recording from Hoerparkraut, The Place of the Crossing, an untitled track. Stay with us. I'm Brian with you. Thank you.
Bon Jovi did got their latest set together?
Well, listen up.
WEBN. Ken Sims, he is on his way to the sneak peek of Heartbreak Hotel. Happens next Thursday at 7:30. Keep it here for your chance to win throughout the night. It is Ticket Tuesday, and I've got plenty more to give away. The Fox forecast, sunny skies for today, the high of about 80. Right now we're at 53 degrees at Cincinnati's Classic Hits. I'm going to kick off another half hour for you with the Doors on the Fox.
For arthritis pain, use as directed.
Well, congratulations going out to Ken Sims of Newport, Kentucky. He checked with his mom. She said it was okay for him to go see Leon Russell and Edgar Winter at Bogart's this coming Friday, September 30th. And he walked away with some tickets to go see. Now, stand by. Maybe your chance to win coming again real soon here on the Fox. Here's the Beatles.
Ken Sims just picked up Gloria Estefan's latest cassette. We got more winning on the way for you. You stay close, and don't forget tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, Mark Gunn hops into the air chair with his batch of radio broadcasting ship or something like that. Make sure you join Mark starting at 3 from the Z.
For Dr. Hook, and it used to be his traveling medicine show, but Sexy Eyes from Claremont County Public Radio. Well, congratulations. This afternoon goes out to Ken Sims of Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken was the ninth caller, 625-7455. He's now registered for those complete Beatles albums, the Beatles discography, every album from Ringo, John, Paul, and George from the early Beatles to Let It Be. Your chance to get registered. Yeah, let's spit it out this afternoon. Just moments from Claremont County Public Radio, and that is a nice prize to have. 18 albums from Ringo, John, Paul, and George. And the thing about it, it will never decrease in value, because with the death of John Lennon, the Beatles will never perform again as a group. And that only makes sense. So it will only increase in value, and you could win it over $150 worth of vinyl records. It's all made possible by a grant from Angelo's Pizza in downtown Owensville and York Discount Drugs and Variety Store, soon coming to Owensville. And we appreciate that very much, or and we wouldn't be able to have the contest without those businesses. 25 minutes after 3 o'clock. On
625-7455. Hit lines are open at 625-7455. Music from TG rolls around. Some are golden, and I loved them, everyone, from Claremont County Public Radio.
Well, congratulations this afternoon to Ken Sims from Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken knew that was Alan O'Day from 77-78 and the Undercover Angel.
Oldies 103.5, great oldies all the time. Ken Sims of Newport grabbed an Oldies 103.5 t-shirt and a Killian's red hat because he heard the song of the hour. Ricky Nelson's Hello Mary Lou. Also, Ken is registered to grab a friend and head off to Ireland. Stay tuned. We'll have more winners all morning long on Oldies 103.5.
Wink 94.1. Congratulations to Ken Sims of Newport. Ken gets a pair of tickets for the Wink Spooner's Pizzeria screening of I Love You to Death. This stars Kevin Kline, Tracy Ullman, and William Hurt. It happens Thursday night at Showcase Cinemas on Route 4. Everyone attending the screening gets free Spooner's Pizza. Keep listening for more chances to win. Coming up.
Congratulations to Ken Sims of Newport, Kentucky. He's our latest winner of a roller skating party admission for 10 to Western Rollerama. From Western Rollerama and, of course, your friends at 55 WKRC, here's Firefall.
You are the woman that I've always dreamed of.
While you're there, register to win a free backyard barbecue hosted by me, the Fat Man. We'll be serving up great JTM quarter-pound beef patties and 7-Up for you and 10 friends right in your own backyard. It's a great deal on a super meal. Stop by Super America today or send a card. Let's start cooking.
Congratulations going out to Ken Sims of Newport. He's going to be checking out Bruce Hornsby at Riverbend tomorrow night. We're into a 30-minute music marathon. Got some Bruce Hornsby on the way. Some classic Genesis coming up, too. Right now, it's a new one from the Black Crowes. This is Twice as Hard. WEBN.
Yeah, I wrote that song. Hi, this is Ron Mayle from Sparks. I'm using the money I made off of that record to buy Magic Mountain. Shockwave, Colossus, the parking lot, the petting zoo, the whole thing. It's all mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, don't worry. Nothing's going to change. However, my close association with my brother allows me to present on Saturday, October 25th, for two shows, us. This is Sparks' final L.A. appearance of 1986, and I'm paying myself a lot of money to do this show. Come to Ron's Magic Mountain.
Hi, this is Mr. Mayle's lawyer. Ron doesn't actually own Magic Mountain. He owes Magic Mountain. So show your support for Sparks by coming to their last L.A. appearance this year, Saturday at the TDK Showcase Theater. Help keep Ron on the stage and off our streets.
Right. We have more of that, Victor.
Yeah. Yeah!
sounds there from Munehiro Narita, guitar lunatic from High Rise, and most recently the psychedelic Speed Freaks, and that was recordings from the San Francisco late great club, the Hemlock Tavern, now out as an LP on the Cardinal Fuzz label. Came out actually in December 2019. And Sadame from Munehiro Narita from a release called Live Performance San Francisco. And I caught him a year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, when he came back to San Francisco as part of the Black Editions Festival with Acid Mothers and Kinski and Major Stars. And the PSF band played Psychedelic Speed Freaks with some LA guys, I think, backing up Narita. And it was so great. It was really, really good. And I love the studio album that they put out afterwards, which came out this past year as well. But that's something else recorded, by the way, by Ethan Miller from Hair in Oblivion, Comets on Fire, and all those good bands. Pretty cool sounding. We also heard music behind that from Mantar. Actually, we heard behind that Armamento Fatale. And then behind that, we heard Mantar covering a Mazzy Star song called Ghost Highway, and that's from Mantar's new album Grunge Town Hooligans 2. They're normally a metal band based in Hamburg. This new album is all covers of some 90s grunge faves. I think there's some Sonic Youth and Babes in Toyland. I think Jesus Lizard and Mudhoney get some treatment on here. That's a pretty cool Mazzy Star cover. I wouldn't really consider them grunge, but who knows. But still pretty awesome cover from Mantar. Behind that, we heard the duo known as the Tall Dwarfs and a live recording somewhere in the late 1980s in New Zealand, their home nation. And Chris Knox and Alec Bathgate doing The Brain That Wouldn't Die. That's a pretty great live version, and it came off a 7-inch single that Forced Exposure magazine put out sometime. Tall Dwarfs. What else do we hear? We heard sounds from Sparks, their brand new album, A Steady Drip, Drip, Drip. That was a track called iPhone. We heard a radio trailer for their Magic Mountain concert in LA somewhere back in the 80s. And then we heard a whole bunch of taped recordings from the legendary Ken Sims Wins cassette, a found tape of Ken Sims recording all the stuff he won on the radio with a pretty amazing backdrop. And it just so, you know, doing these kind of home radio shows where I'm struggling to mix two things together in a somewhat flowing fashion. You listen to those, you know, rock, commercial rock radio of the 80s, and everything was just so incredibly, and I guess still is, but it's much more computerized and automated. But DJs really had to, like, talk through the outro and then stop talking just as the intro ended, and it was almost like two levels of chaos. The DJ's yelling at you about winning, you know, Gloria Estefan cassettes, and then on the other hand you have these, like, you know, snap channel change 80s Bruce Hornsby hits and Huey Lewis stuff going, almost like a crazy noise art piece or something. So it makes you a little nostalgic for my beloved Rock 107 growing up in Pennsylvania. But not too much. That's why we're doing radio, right? Anyway, Ken Sims Wins, legendary tape, coming out of Hoor Park Rot from recently re-released Place of the Crossing Steady. It's out on Bandcamp on the Chthonic Tapes label, and they just put that up again on Friday, and it's a really good recording too, so check it out. It was out in a very limited cassette edition. Alright, my name is Brian Turner. We try to be here every 2 weeks. I was a little lazy this weekend, and I was getting out and doing things, so a little late on the show, but we're on Apple Podcasts now, by the way. You can get the show on Apple Podcasts, and I'll probably put up a link on this show page. And the main show page, by the way, is brianturnershow.com. Once again, all the shows are on Mixcloud, but I also put those into brianturnershow.com playlists, and the full playlist and info as well there too, which isn't always so easy to find on Apple or the other thing, Mixcloud. And I can't wait for Apple to see my avatar of the boarded up Rod Stewart fan club. I might get in trouble from Rod Stewart, but hopefully not. Anyway, more ways you can hear the show. Thank you for listening and, you know, making it part of your day or half hour or 10 minutes. It's really, really cool. Coming up next, we are going to hear something new from Emma Tricca, who sent me this great new recording she's got coming out. She's over in Rome in Italy. But first off, we're going to hear something from this Anonymous record. And Anonymous was this pretty amazing 1976 thing out of Indianapolis or Indiana somewhere. But it came out in a 300 copy edition. It's kind of this wild kind of West Coast psych meets the Birds meets some other strange homebrew stuff, and it got reissued on LP some years ago, and I remember hearing it, and then I didn't really pay much attention, but then I heard Paul Major playing it on the home listening Spotify playlist that Ethan Miller, once again, put together of all his friends and pals, putting up 20 records for your weekend morning hangs or whatever, all pretty mellow stuff. They let me do one, and I didn't keep it too mellow, unfortunately, but I was very grateful to be part of it and try anyway. But anyway, this is from this Anonymous record that Paul Major from Endless Boogie played, and I thought it was really cool, so we're going to hear it now. This is called Shadow Lay from a record called Inside the Shadow. Stay with us. Thank you.
to be exposed in all my strife. You gaze upon my troubled life, but it don't bother me what you see. Don't bother me. You take my name and hang it high. You paint my picture with colored lights, but it don't bother me what you do. Just don't bother me. You twist my heart like plated reeds to mark your gain and help your needs, but it don't bother me what you say.
Just don't bother me. Good evening, we are The Fall, and these are the words of expectation. The deadline's here, and I have so much to decide. My career, where shall I hide? These are the words of success, expectation. From a pleasing mug. These are the words of dead disorientation. Of former years. These are the words of overfamiliarization. Why did you take that corny stuff I love so much and make it hell? Why did you take that corny stuff I love so much and make it hell? Everything must be on a plate for you. Everything must be like EEC for you. Clubs for the scruffs, clubs for the toffs, clubs for the stocks, clubs for their muffs. Your vision is a chit for the cloaks. A chit for the cloaks. Stocks, clubs for the toffs. Paddy McGinty's goats. I would like, deep down in the bottom of my older type, lingering heart and soul, the government tracts and my LPs roll. These are the words of success. Contemplation is scheissen. How can you be taken in? How can you be taken in? How can you be taken in? Of disorientation, the whole world is large, and whatever it is, the whole trend is effective, whether middle, right, or to the left. I have fears, I've shed tears, and I am here to enable everybody to say no, yes, or I don't know even. That's what I put forward in the mode of my presentation. These are the words of shit expectation. These are the words of drunken disorientation. These are the words by which you're taken in. By which you're taken in. My way out of this. my mouth sticks to the tip of my tongue. All the trials drawn out and long, when the cell door slams, I won't be the one. If we carry on like this, we'll end up like King Crimson, Echo and the Bunnymen. I'm a hero. Joy Division, Chris. I'm a hero. King Crimson.
Sounds from the Fall from 1983 and Words of Expectation live in Switzerland. Right around the time that, right after that, they went to America and Kay Carroll, their manager, split, took off, and it was sad to read the news the day that we've no longer got Kay Carroll on the earth. She's also Kay Bateman, but she was a very, very strong-minded and steadfast manager for that band during some exceptionally crazy years up to 1983. But she wound up living in Hoboken and then did some pretty great stuff in the medical world. I think she was out in Portland, but she was in America for a good 35 years. So rest in peace to Kay Bateman. And there's a great YouTube video of her sitting in Mark's living room on the phone with Tony Wilson from Factory, yelling at him about ripping them off or using something unlicensed of the Falls. And she exhibits her very, very strong character and management quite well in that video, if you check it out. What else did we hear in that set? We heard some sounds from Cancel from 1988. Cancel did a track called Something Wicked. We heard something brand new from Nina Harker and her new LP and a track called Vino Negro. That is out on the French label, which is called Le Syndicat de Scorpion. And she's got a bunch of stuff up on their site as well, sounding pretty great. Nina Harker, brand new from Emma Tricca behind that. Living in Italy, English born, she is excellent, and she just released this new single, which we heard a cover of Bert Jansch's It Don't Bother Me, recorded here in New York with some friends, Jason Victor from the Dream Syndicate, and Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth on drums, and Pete Gallup, local Brooklyn musician on bass, and Sean Reed on Hammond organ. Really nice how that kicks in, that Bert Jansch cover. Lovely, and looking forward to hearing the rest of these recordings Emma did in New York. Hello, Emma, if you're listening. I hope you're well. We also heard sounds from Anonymous, starting off that set, and Shadow Play from Indiana from 1976, and that got reissued on the M'Lady's label. I think there might be still some vinyl floating around, but pretty cool record. Thanks again to Paul Major for playing that and letting us check into that. My name's Brian, with you for just a little bit longer, and we are coming up next on this track from the great Nina Cherry, joined by the Swiss group The Thing, and remixed by Fortet, and this is a Suicide cover on top of all of that. Let's check into this Dream Baby Dream, and stay with us. I'm Brian with you here on the radio show. It's the Brian Turner Show, actually. Thank you.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the president. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy, Jimmy Carter, our 39th president.
Jimmy. There's a lovely area before you come here. Lovely.
Dinners for the poor, pizza with a side of misery. Teacher said when I leave, no one here will miss me. Didn't know I was a sinner, but if they say so, well I must be. Big lips, white nose, God knows no one will trust me. Mum don't look like me, but thank God she still loved me. Neighbors called me nigger, told me go back to my own country. Said since we arrived, this place has got so ugly. But this is my fucking country, and it's never been fucking lovely.
We did in a
round town, have a drink and puff your chest out. Not a racist, you're just proud. Why should you be left out? The fairies get a march, and the knickknacks get a month. We've got the right to vote. I mean, what more could we want? Free to go where I like, if I look like I belong. If not, fuck off. Go on, boy, move along. Remember Stephen Lawrence? He too was free to roam. 18 years old at the bus stop, murdered on his way home.
We didn't appear right.
I was called nigger, I was about 7 or 8 years old. I was playing across the street and one of the older kids called me it. I went home for bath time a little later and asked my mum what it meant. My white mum, she told me it was a bad word.
We didn't appear out here. We live here. We didn't appear out here, mate. We fucking live here, you cunt.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back.
Robin Hitchcock finishing up the show today from his Black Snake Diamond Roll LP, Do Policemen Sing? We also heard from San Francisco's Popo Pies and Do Fascists Eat Donuts? We heard Jimmy Carter Says Yes from the classic MSR compilation. Send in your song poems, have them recorded to music. And a song that still stands up pretty amazingly from Jimmy Carter Says Yes. We heard, what else? Bob Villain in there as well from London. And We Live Here from this past year. Pretty awesome kind of hardcore punk meets grime stuff out of London. And Nina Cherry with The Thing as remixed by Fortet doing Suicide's Dream Baby Dream. Finishing up the program today, everybody. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. And you can email us here at btradio85@gmail.com. Once again, all the shows are up at brianturnershow.com. All the archives and links to the Mixcloud archives, as well as the playlists, all on that site. And once again, the show is available on Apple Podcast downloads right now as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening and the attention. And we will talk to you hopefully in 2 weeks. Please stay safe and be well. Bye-bye.